Attorney Susan Summer defeated Lisa Thiel by more than 20 points to become the Democrats' standard bearer in an effort to hang on to a district that may determine control of the state Senate. The district's boundaries have been redrawn to make it more Republican, which should favor Assemblyman Tom Tiffany, according to political pundits. Democrat Summer disagrees.
There are many people, and they're not just Democrats, do not think that Tom Tiffany would be the best person to represent us. The partisan politics is dividing our state, and it's polarizing our communities. It's such a disservice.
At a tavern outside Tomahawk, Lisa Thiel's supporters watched the returns come in. Thiel lost despite snagging most of the endorsements from Democratic groups and labor unions. She agreed with Summer that Tiffany could be beaten.
He's been down in this assembly now for a year and a half, and what he's been is a rubber stamp for the governor's agenda, and we've gotten nothing done in the way of job creation in this state.
But Tom Tiffany sees his year and a half as a Republican assemblyman as a success. He was unopposed in the primary and plans to run on his record.
We finally legitimately balanced the budget for the first time in over a decade. You know, the promises that I made to the voters, we kept them. So we're going to talk about my record from this session of the legislature, and we're also going to talk about the future.
There is no incumbent in the 12th Senate race because Democrat Jim Holprin decided not to run just months after surviving a recall election. In Tomahawk, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.